At the Home Depot, we improve things. This holiday season, we've improved Black Friday. Instead of one day of crazy, we've lowered prices now, and they'll stay low all season. From decorations to dishwashers, wreaths to ratchet sets. So sleep in. You're not going to miss Black Friday. Not one little bit. Black Friday improved. The best prices of the year already here at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Support for this episode is brought to you by Mrs. Meyers. A delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyers, everything we make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived ingredients, our cleaning products work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. So bring a little bit of the outside inside your four walls and bask in the wonder of a garden from the comfort of home. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Shop now at MrsMeyers.com.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit GoldfingerLaw.com and get us working for you. Get Goldfinger
today. Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Loom, speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors completed their the most relaxing victory of the season, I would say. Winning by a score of 119-90 over the visiting Memphis Grizzlies, who were playing on the second night of a back-to-back without Marc Gasol. Although nowadays, Marc Gasol is not doing so well, so I don't know if that's a positive or a negative, but they were road-weary. They had just gotten spanked by the Celtics, and they didn't stand a chance. They stayed in it kind of early, Mike Conley ran some pick and rolls, and I was like, okay, cool. And Justin Holiday hit a couple of jumpers, and you're like, oh, okay. And Shelvin Mack had a couple, you're like, oh, okay. Do the Raptors seem to try very hard to get this win? As it turned out, not really. The Raptors started pulling away at the end of the second quarter leading into halftime, and then the third quarter, my God, this thing was ugly. Well, it was ugly if you're a Grizzlies fan. It was real fun as a Raptors fan. The Raptors won the quarter by a score of 45-14, and just three numbers from that very lopsided quarter. The Raptors, first off, hit 10 threes in that quarter alone. On the night, they finished 17 of 36. Very rare. I would prefer if the Raptors could, do this against a team that is a little bit better than the Grizzlies. Maybe save it for a time when it's more important. But hey, I'll take it right now, right? 17 of 36. And in that quarter, the Raptors hit 10 threes. And again, the Raptors, it's real funny, man. A team like the Raptors that, you can't really rely on them for shooting and stuff, will occasionally break out for crazy things like this. To put those 10 threes in perspective, the Raptors average 11 threes per game on the season, and they hit 10 in that third quarter. And then the two other numbers are that the Grizzlies only had 5 made field goals. They shot 5 of 15, and they had 7 turnovers, which the Raptors just ran down into transition points. The big star of that third quarter was none other than Danny Green, who, should be in a three-point contest. And this is one of the reasons why it should be a three-point contest. He hit 7 threes. 7 of those 10 threes in the third quarter were made by Danny Green. And it wasn't even like he was hitting these ridiculous shots from different angles and he was jacking it up. He got so many wide open looks. It was kind of sad watching a team like the Grizzlies that used to, pride themselves on defense. Even earlier this year, they were third in defensive rating for a month and a half. And it's all right, so the Memphis could be decent. Man, they just kept leaving Danny Green open. Come on, this is the Raptors. How many guys do you really have to keep track of, right? There's a couple of catch and shoot guys, but, for the most part, you got to stay on Lowry. You got to stay on Van Vliet a little bit. And you got to stay on Danny Green. He's the only reliable shooter on a night where Kawhi Leonard wasn't in the game. And the Grizzlies just kept leaving him open in the corner. I couldn't believe it, man. Kyle and Fred did a really good job of finding Danny. They just kept leaving him. And the Raptors weren't even running plays for Danny. Really, the Raptors only ran one play for Danny, which I think he already hit 5 threes. It was coming out for a timeout. Raptors had the ball, And they sent Danny baseline. Kyle set a screen, and then Ibaka set a screen. It's a play they used to run for Terrence Ross a lot. And then, yeah, Danny Green came off those two screens, had an open look. He hit that as well. But seriously, I don't know what the Grizzlies were doing. Like, just cover Danny Green. I don't know how you're leaving Danny Green. But, yeah, he single-handedly outscored the Grizzlies by himself in the third quarter. Some other highlights from the third quarter. The Raptors had 12 assists in the quarter, which is great. They had 31 on the night overall, which is also pretty great. Pascal Siakam had a really good move in that third quarter stretch where, you know, Jermichael Green was in foul trouble, and he had just scored on Jermichael Green on like a transition bucket or pick and roll or something like that. But Green just didn't want to pick up his fourth foul, which, okay, I mean, sure, why not? But, yeah, Pascal kind of knew that, so he really, really went at Green. And the possession that really stands out was he caught the ball on the left block, faced him up, did a really quick crossover, you know, cut towards the middle, got Green sort of leaning, then spun immediately you know, put Green on his back, went for the ball fake on the right side. Green jumped up in the air, and then Pascal pivoted and laid it up softly on the left with no challenge around him. Like, it was such a great move, and, you know, this is what Pascal does every game now, man. Pascal finished the game as a plus 40. Now, most of that was because he played most of the third quarter, but still, plus 40 is a hilarious number to look at. He had a great game. Serge was consistent throughout, real solid, especially in the first half. The Raptors are a little bit more struggling for offense. He came out of the gate really hot, and he stayed that way. You know, he was mining up from the mid-range. You know, his offensive rebounding has been really positive all year. And he keeps getting little putbacks. He's got a lot better timing in terms of just like when to get the when after he gets the rebound, when should he go back up for the shot? And he's a lot more steady. He's a lot more calm. He's a lot more opportunistic, and got a lot of putback points today. He had 4 offensive rebounds in 26 minutes. It's pretty damn good. Shot 9 of 13. Kyle, real solid, I thought. Did force his offense, but that's not his MO, you know, at all right now. Hit a 3, so that's good. You know, 1-3 is pretty good for him these days. Got to the free throw line a couple times. Got to the mid-range jumper. I do want to see him take more of those, especially when he's trying to find his form. It's a little bit tough to find your rhythm when you're just, like running into those transition threes or, like, cutting off the high screen and you're pulling out real quickly. Like, that's not an easy way to find your rhythm, like, because you got to really contour your body and get into weird angles and stuff like that. If anything, that's going to make you more cold. But that mid-range shot, when he comes out the high pick and roll and the defense sags and takes away the roll to Ibaka or Siakam, like, Kyle, you have the wide open, you have the shot wide open right there. And it's not the greatest shot in terms of just like percentages, but just take it. Just take it. For the sake of your rhythm, take it. Kyle was real solid, I thought. But, you know, Norman Powell off the bench, really damn good. He continues to be really, shows a lot better judgment in terms of how he drives, when he's driving, how he's going to finish around the basket. So definitely an actual game plan now when he goes to the rim. Like, previous year, I mean, I said this a couple times in the podcast already this year, but I mean, previous seasons, he would just barrel to the rim, get there as quickly as possible, and throw up this violent shot attempt that would always clang off the rim. And, you know, even for a guy who was getting to the basket all the time, he just wasn't finishing, like, ever. And it was really annoying to watch. And it would lead to these transition buckets the other way because the Raptors wouldn't, you know, have their defense scrambled. But, you know, tonight, as with most of the games since Powell came back from that latest injury of his, it was a shoulder or whatever. But, 14 points, 6 of 7 shooting, 2 of 2 from 3. His 3-point stroke looks a lot better. 4 assists, 3 steals. I mean, he's nice. He's nice. CJ Miles continued to be useful. I thought, you know, most of his offense, he was really hot early on, and he got a driving layup to the, you know, and really that's the way he's gotten started in this game and also in the Suns game on Thursday before this. But, you know, if CJ can get one of those driving layups to fall early in the game, it really does seem to, like, you know, spark his offense just a little bit. And today, I mean, he came out of the gate hot. He did cool off substantially as the game went on, but he was a factor throughout because of his defense. Imagine that. CJ Miles playing defense, too. That was one of the reasons why he got like, just cut from the rotation altogether. It's like, it's one thing if you can't shoot, you know, whatever. The Raptors got a couple guys that can't shoot, but it's another, you got to play defense. And, you know, CJ just wasn't doing that early in the year. And tonight he had 5 steals. And to put these 5 steals into perspective, 5 steals in 17 minutes, by the way, but to put these 5 steals in perspective, CJ Miles had 11 steals on the season in 34 games played up until this point. So he got 5 steals tonight, you know, basically increased it by 50% on the season total. If CJ can consistently play like this, that'd be great, because the Raptors, you know, they need a shooter off the bench, and I wouldn't necessarily call CJ, he is a shooter, but he hasn't been a very accurate shooter, obviously, and yeah, I mean, it'd be great if CJ could play well. It'd be really great. But quite honestly, I don't really see him getting minutes, especially with the way Powell's playing. Like, they're basically playing for the same spot, and Powell's definitely better defensively, and offensively, Powell's more dynamic. But we'll see. We'll see. It's never a bad thing to have multiple players that are playing well. And then the only other guy I really wanted to hide, well, yeah, I want to show DeLon some love. He was really aggressive defensively. 3 steals, 2 blocks, you know. I don't know. I just wish he played like this more often, but, you know, he picks and chooses when he can assert himself, and today was definitely a game where he wanted to assert himself, and he did. He was very good, and it just makes you wonder, why don't you do this all the time? Another pieces of note, Patrick McCaw got his first basket as a Raptor. He picked up a loose ball off a deflection created by DeLon Wright, took it the length of the floor, and finished over, I think, Javon Carter, who I think is a rookie, but looks mad old. Yeah, Javon Carter, 23. I mean, he looks older than 23. But, yeah, I mean, wow, he's shooting 28% this year? Oh, that's on today. Wait, what? Wow, Javon Carter shooting 23% over his last 10 games. Damn, that is tough. That is tough. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Pat McCaw got his first basket. I still don't think he knows where to go on offense. Either that or he's too timid. He did have a really nice assist to DeLon where he drove it and sort of dished it to DeLon, who was in the dunker spot. Pretty heads-up play, and had a nice block as well. But I just don't think McCaw really knows where to assert himself right now on offense, which makes sense. The Raptors don't even practice, like, ever. And, you know, I don't know where else he would have gotten a chance to do that. But, yeah, he's just not very assertive on offense, which, you know, whatever. I guess it's okay. As long as he can pass, that's not too bad. And another guy, Boucher, I mean, this guy is pure entertainment. He's really taken over the Bruno spot in terms of that one guy that people really get hyped for in garbage time because they want to see this guy come into the game. And it's not the same, like, meme ability as, you know, Bruno was, because we kind of all knew Bruno was trash. Like, nice guy, really, but just wasn't going to cut it in the NBA. And chances are pretty good that Boucher is not going to fully cut it either, but, you know, he's entertaining when he comes in. He takes the threes. He's very confident on those threes. He's always going to, you know, follow that three by the cameras know to find him, because he's going to do some kind of celebration. There was a Jordan shrug, I think, against the Pacers a couple weeks back, and today it was the Carmelo Anthony three to the dome. Shout out Carmelo Anthony. Free Carmelo Anthony, man. Daryl Morey, stop it. Stop making terrible, terrible decisions on the season while your team regresses, and stop holding Carmelo Anthony hostage. Just let him go to LA already. But Boucher did the three to the dome Melo celebration. He got a really good block against Jaren Jackson Jr. Had a couple of pretty good rim contests, to be honest, and was just really active. And you know what, man? That's what you want in a garbage time guy. You want a hook. You want some personality. You want a guy who is going to be willing to try shit, and he definitely tries shit. And yeah, I mean, It's fun to watch him. It is fun to watch him. In terms of... Oh, and the only negative thing I would really say today is Van Vliet just looks really limited physically. I mean, he only had 4 points. He was a plus 26 in 26 minutes, so you can't really say anything bad about that. But, you know, only the 4 points on 1 of 8 shooting. And really, it just looks like he's forcing his offense. I don't think he's fully fit. Like, he has no burst whatsoever. Like, he has the same amount of burst as Kyle Lowry. And I know Kyle Lowry is a bad back, but Kyle's also like 10 years older than Van Vliet, man. Van Vliet, you got to do better than this. This is not good. This is not good. 1 for 8 is not good. And he was tossing up some wild shots in traffic where he was just forcing his offense. But, you know, whatever. I don't want to be negative on a night where the Raptors win by 29. So in terms of your three stars, Danny Green, obviously the first star. Incredible shooting display. Send this man to the three-point contest, please. He's asked for it on the Danny Green podcast, which you should definitely listen to. It's just a really good show. But, Danny's advocated for himself, and I don't know. Send this tape to the league office, man. 8 of 12 from deep. Damn, that's pretty damn good. In 23 minutes, no less. Second star, I'm giving that to Pascal. And third star, I'm giving it to Serge. Pretty straightforward night. And in terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, I don't even know, man. Like, I guess. See, the thing is, like, I'm looking at the stat sheet right now. I'm going to give it to my guy, Sahal Abdi, a.k.a. Shelvin Mack, for his 14 points off the bench, I guess. 5 of 8 shooting, 2 of 3 from deep, had 5 assists. I mean, I don't know, man. This Grizzlies team is sad. It just makes me so sad. God damn. I can't wait for them to sell out some of the pieces, because they really should. Like, trade Justin Holiday. I know they just traded 2 second-round picks for him. It's fine. You can probably, you know, get a second-round pick back, maybe even 2. He's a guy who is a solid 3-and-D guy. Garrett Temple is also a solid 3-and-D guy. I don't know, man. I don't know. Do you want JaMychal Green? I've seen some people talk about JaMychal Green, and it's like his numbers are okay. And every time I watch JaMychal Green, I'm like, this guy is not good. Today, 3 points. I mean, yikes. But I'll give it to Sahal, man. Good job, Sahal. Way to go. And then, that does it for the podcast. I don't know what else to say about this Grizzlies game other than, it was a fun win. Everyone got to rest. Kawhi was on the bench. I thought the Raptors were resting him due to, the polar vortex that has finally struck Toronto. It is like minus 14 degrees outside. But Kawhi was at the game. Kawhi was at the game, looking real comfy too, in like a suit jacket and stuff. So, all right, so he's resting. I'm a little bit curious to see what's going on there, but apparently he's not injured or whatever, so that's important. But the Raptors got a win. A nice relaxing one too. It's been a while since the Raptors had a relaxing win. You know, even some of the garbage wins of late have been like, you know, Atlanta winning at the buzzer or like Phoenix winning at the buzzer. So, yeah, this is a nice change up. Anyway, I'll be back after the next one.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START, myhealthpolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.